Hello, I'm Romedius Confucius, and I'm part of the Hippocon Shitty Robots team, and I'm experiencing some problems, as you can see. The Hippocon Shitty Robots team, there's also Lucus Ductus, Alex, and Neo. And today we had a nice battle with 8 participants, and I want to show you I will give a small talk about the battle itself, and afterwards we will have a live battle with 8 robots, and hopefully most of them will work. Okay. Everything is better than my laptop, I swear. This is not Hippocon. These are mostly creepy and dangerous robots, and quite expensive ones. Then there are other fights, mostly this is from a league in Japan. These are quite fast, highly technological, but still not suitable for everybody, because you need to invest a lot of time and money till you get in one of these leagues, and it's nothing for beginners. So, Daisho Hisakawa invented Hippocon. It's the, how he tells, it's the robot battle for a technically ungifted. yeah. Hopefully he watches live stream with my crappy laptop. And of course, this battle is here to give all the people a chance to participate. So. I only can see half the writing, but I know what's written. So usually the robots are simple. You reuse spare parts, old kids' toys, toothbrushes, whatsoever. It's mostly low-tech, so no Arduinos involved. You get a penalty if you want to participate with some professional parts. And the battle itself must be non-lethal. So no flamethrowers, no blades, no whatsoever.
Kid safe.
Flamethrowers and kids don't mix. Here you can see half of the rules. So the board, the robots are, should be lighter than 1 kilogram, smaller than 50 by 50 centimeters. The board should be smaller than 50 centimeters by 1 meter, and that's your battleground. The match starts as soon as the robots make contact. Bless. it's okay to lose non-vital parts, but if you tip over or you leave the table, you lost. It's a sumo-style fight. We build different robots, so we have a bit of a different audience, and we other people invented the Shitty Robots contest with different limitations. So we decided we will accept all the robots, no matter by the size and the weight, so everybody can participate. All robots are beautiful. Rule number one. Mm-hmm. And today we had a nice fight. We had 8 participants. And the nice thing was that the lightest and smallest robot won by points. You see the tiny robots in the back, the tiny robot in, on the backside? That one actually won by points. It just barely passed the big one, who would have just swept it off if it would have been a little bit larger, and the crowd went totally bananas when it won. Great, great.
It was a really cool ninja move, just go away. Mm-hmm.
Evade and stay on the table. Here we can see most of the robots from the fight, again, because of my crappy laptop. We had 8 participating robots between 125 grams and 1 kilo and a little bit. for me personally, it's really nice to organize these events because you can have you can bring people that usually are not that much into DIY or electronics or whatsoever to build robots. It's really nice when you meet artists that tell you, yesterday I wouldn't have imagined that I ever would participate in one in such an event, robot fight. That's crazy, and I'm just drawing things, and everybody can participate as soon as it moves. You just need a potato with wheels, basically. As soon as it moves, it's a robot, and everybody can participate. Yeah, and it's also great for kids. They learn something, and as soon as you just need a bunch of spare parts, something that works together with a battery, a crazy lot of hot glue, and you can build a robot. As soon as it moves, it's great.
And Gaffa.
Mm-hmm. Gaffer tape, zip ties and hot glue hold the world together. It's great. Yeah, and now we're basically it, and we're ready for the fight. So my laptop, at least, it didn't die totally. And now let's ask the other fighters to the stage. Mm-hmm. Okay. First participant, Raupelix. Okay. Are there other people in the audience owning these robots?
No, camera.
Okay. One is moving slowly. I think we can have a fight before that one starts. This will be our judge, Hetty, professional sportsman. Okay, the heavy class is approaching. Okay, so let's get started. Raupelix versus who?
We have some great shitty robots here.
We have great robots. Where are the owners? Where are the people? Where are the owners?
We need you.
I think the angel didn't let them in. Something went wrong.
Oh!
Great. So first.
That's the great laser Dino robot.
Laser Sour, or what's the name?
Laser Dino Robot.
Laser Dino Robot versus Raupelix. We have 1 minute of time. So ready for the fight?
So, are you ready?
Hetty, you're in the image. Okay,
so three,
sometimes the
two,
judge is
one,
interesting too.
Go!
Are wobbling, but I don't know if something else will happen. And the intended direction is that way, so to the center of the table. 30 seconds pass, we have no enemy contact. Oh. It's approaching the edge of the table.
No. Seems bad for laser tiny robot. So So this awesome shitty robot Roplex won, but he didn't do a lot.
With what?
I mean, that's the rules. But this also it great laser Dino robot was also great, but...
Great, now my mobile phone died. Okay. Is another owner of these robots here? So my assistant Robelix will take the next one. I think that moves. Oh, yeah.
This one is working, so.
Yeah. This one is working against the big one. Ready?
Well.
It's a toothbrush thingy.
That's a switch up.
There's an on switch. I think you have to short out two cables. Okay. Okay. Onto the battleground. Neo, get it on. Come on. We're not supposed to have fun over here.
This one, the Name?
Okay.
Name?
Fight starts in three.
So it's battling Terminus 1000 against something like Dragonfly. Speaky. So Speaky versus Terminus Peaky. So Peaky versus Terminus 1000.
Ready.
So are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Fight. We shouldn't drop that one, otherwise we have to tear down the hall afterwards.
So unbelievable, Peaky won!
Next contestant. Is my microphone still working? Yeah, I think so. You know, I tend to break everything when I come in here. That's why I'm working from home. How is this thing worked? I don't think that works. That should work. That has no batteries. Okay, so next fight will be these two. Okay.
So the next fight is again Peaky against this, I don't know the name, bot.
Peaky against what? Okay, we have a fight in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh!
That was easy.
So Peaky won again. The bot even wins with empty battery.
Okay.
Can we get a better bot?
We have something shitty over here. That one. And we would have the laser dinosaur. Would the builder please come to the stage? Thank you.
So Laser Dino Robot is back on stage.
Ready for a fight? 3, 2, 1, go.
this cute laser dino robot won this fight.
So it's time for the last fight, the dragonfly, or what was it, the toothbrushy thingy? Where is it? Here. Against laser dinosaur.
Peaky.
Yeah.
Wir sollten letztens gegen 58 machen. Gegen 58 ungefähr. Oder ein bisschen zählen.
Okay, last fight. To the table. And then we'll see what's the winner.
Against this one again?
Against this one. The two winners. 3, 2, 1. Fight.
Can someone get new batteries? Come back.
Oh.
So you can even win a fight with little efforts, with no battery and just standing there. So that's a motivation for you for next Hypercon. Make a bot like this and you can win.
It should move.
Hat Hypercon Regeneration gewonnen, weil es gab keine Berührung.
Ah?
Und sie hat eine weitere Strecke gefahren.
So.
Ah.
I think
well,
that
there
was
is
it.
One little thing. There are the Hypercon rules that the other bot won because there was no, they didn't contact each other, and she made a bigger way on the map.
She moved more, so she should have won. She
yes.
has won, yeah. And she's on the stage. So, we have a winner!
Maybe we'll show you some bots from the today fight, what that started to fight.
Okay, so I think, nah. I don't know even how to operate this thing, and this I saw it, it's really dangerous. It's,
but you can show the people how shitty it is. It's really dangerous, the
you
bot.
You know how
so.
To operate it?
Don't! Don't! Okay. Don't!
There is no batteries.
No!
Brace yourselves, robots are coming.
So that was the heaviest bot with 1.3 kilograms.
And now it's out of order. It broke down. Okay, I think that was it for today. If you have any questions or...
Thank you. I have a question. What is your name?
Jessica.
So, a warm applause for Jessica.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Very good. So, first time on the stage at a Chaos Communication Congress.
And then as a winner.
Yeah, early on the day, I was like, not the winner. So, but the little girl was...
Yeah.
I was just vibrating down the table all the time.
Great. So, thank you very much for introducing all these shitty robots to us. It was a lot of fun.
And build more robots. And motivate people to build robots.
And
thank you very much.
If you have any questions, do you have any questions? We have a little time left. Come to the microphone, please. The microphones are here in the middle of the rows. Please come to the microphone if you have a question.
Can we have close-ups of the robots? We didn't really see them that well.
Oh.
Close-ups, please.
May I present you Turtles?
Robot porn.
Deathmatch machen. Zeit, ich schaue es mir an.
I think the cameraman is doing a very, very good job. Oh, yeah.
What was the building cost of that one? €2? And the rest spare parts.
How much did you need for building it?
How long did it take you to build it?
I don't measure.
You don't measure. How many sleepless nights?
I don't measure.
Okay.
So thank you very much, and thank I hope we see you next time at AbleCon with your own robots.
Thank you very, very much. It's a great idea, I think. It's really perfect for everybody. And it's so, you know, no matter what you build, it's fun.
As long as it moves or...
As long as it
at
moves.
At the beginning, as
well,
long as it moves.
I think
at the
this
beginning.
One did not really fulfill this, you know.
Hard to say. Really hard to say. Thank you very much.
So...